Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, temperatures are mild across major cities in Israel. Jerusalem enjoys a warm evening, while Tel Aviv remains comfortably cool. A pleasant night for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just over an hour ago that Arab and Muslim countries, including Turkey, the UAE, and Qatar, emphasized the creation of a Palestinian state as essential for peace with Israel. Also, the Times of Israel notes that earlier today, the IDF conducted a surprise drill simulating a complex multi-front scenario. This included potential threats in the north, south, and West Bank. Also this hour, Ynet states that Israel struck a Hezbollah command post in an empty hospital in Lebanon after a drone attack. Lebanese reports mention casualties. Separately, according to Forward, Israeli ministers unveiled plans earlier this hour to promote voluntary Palestinian emigration from Gaza, a topic gaining traction after recent elections. And finally, JNS reports from earlier today that Israeli security forces discovered a rocket during a counter-terror raid in Samaria, capturing a 10-member Hamas cell. Reaction has been swift on social media. Urban warfare expert John Spencer says, according to a post by A.G. Hamilton, that Hamas employs a particularly brutal combat strategy, using civilian deaths as part of its political tactics. He describes this as a sick strategy unlike any other in history. Meanwhile, Visegrad 24 reports that California Democrats are progressing a bill to recognize Muslim holy days as state holidays. This move contrasts with the lack of similar recognition for Christian holidays in the state. Lastly, Mark Leibowitz shares his enthusiasm for a baseball game experience, highlighting the fantastic atmosphere and fan engagement. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, the statement from Arab and Muslim nations highlights a united front insisting on a Palestinian state for meaningful peace. This collective stance could impact future diplomatic engagements with Israel. Turning to the IDF drill, reported by the Times of Israel, the exercise tested readiness for sudden threats, sending a clear message to adversaries. This proactive approach indicates Israel's focus on preparedness amid regional tensions. Meanwhile, the Ynet article on the Lebanon strike aligns with Israel's ongoing efforts to counter Hezbollah's influence. This action, following a drone attack, underscores the volatile situation in the region. Civilians worry about potential escalations. In a related development, Forward discusses the proposal for Palestinian emigration from Gaza. This initiative reflects a shift in Israeli political discourse after the recent elections, potentially altering demographics and regional dynamics. Finally, JNS's report on the Samaria raid underscores ongoing security concerns. The discovery of a rocket and capture of a Hamas cell highlight persistent threats in the area. This raises questions about future counter-terror measures. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that former Minister Tropper has parted ways with Händel, potentially moving closer to an alliance with Eisenkot. This political shift could influence future political alignments. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Israel's Attorney General approved a reduction in fuel taxes, leading to lower gasoline prices. This decision comes amid concerns over economic policies ahead of elections. And finally, Globes highlights Teva's success in a celiac disease trial. The promising results for their antibody treatment could lead to advances in healthcare and boost the company's market position. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.